Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Okay. Because yesterday things changed for me.
Okay.
But it's good change.
And, as long as it's positive change, I don't care. Just let me know what you want me to do, and I'll do it.
Ooh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't, Melissa. You bet, girl.
Oh, nice.
I'll put it to you like this. I talked to my niece last night and said to her for my podcast, I want her to be a part of my podcast. Mm-hmm. And she said, absolutely, Uncle.
Aw, wonderful.
You have not, because you asked not.
Stop looking like that, Antonio. Stop it. I'm looking at, don't be doing that. I told you so. Oh, really? That work, huh? Stop it.
When pastors start talking about these kids is misbehaving and the parents look back, that's how I'm looking at Jerome.
Mm-hmm. I was messed up, young. I'm like, dang.
Mm-hmm. Preach, pastor.
Mm. You preaching to me.
Yeah. What you say? You mean to tell me all that stuff I said yesterday worked? Okay. I'll tell you.
Antonio, okay.
I just want you to know I'm listening. I'm listening.
Well, I understand.
And we are listening as well because one of Jay's doctor's appointments fell through today. And I said, oh, great. I told him, I said, you know what? I was like, we need to just go ahead and speak unspoken truth about our lives, or just about everything. And he was like, all right. I was like, we recording. So, yeah.
So there's we two people.
Well, you can say three if you count properly.
I had my cousin over here yesterday, and he is a longtime listener of the podcast. He be quoting stuff on the podcast, Grace, he asked me, hey man, do them folk ever do what you say? And I was like, I mean, some of them, they say, you should ask them, because you be giving out step by step, and a lot of step by steps, different times. You should ask them, which one of y'all apply what I said yesterday, and how did it work out for you? So let's ask that question. Which one of y'all?
Well, Antonio, you already know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that is true. You're right. So I can give it to Jerome because he just applied it. Yes.
And you know, Tyrell. Eight things. I have seven other eight done.
That is true. Now that's true, and I'm glad to hear about that. All right, good. So we got some of y'all out here doing it. You know, or maybe half of y'all, so that works. Okay, good.
Oh,
good. Mm-hmm. Grace. Oh, mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Bishop. Greetings.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Greetings. I am well, sir.
All right.
I am well.
Today is the what, 7th?
Yes.
Okay, so we got 24 days, and your tour and whatever you're doing. Can I have a couple of meditations before the year is up?
That is about right. That's about right. You sure can, because I am in that energy. So that works. I am in that recording energy. So you're right. Sure can, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And we're going to try to make a bunch of them. Now, if you don't get them, it's Grace's fault.
That's it. Okay. And I have applied what you said about the solar. I have been calling people from lists that I've gotten. And I've gotten an appointment today from Antoine's list. So we're going out, myself and Dr. Kidd are going out there at 12:30 today. Mm. And then the other one is from a lady from my church. And this evening. So for solar. So we got some appointments.
I'm so proud of you.
He's so silly.
So what you're saying is, when y'all do what I say, it works.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We like Jerome. We don't want to get your head all pumped up and be able to see Jerome. I got a vision of Jerome.
I am confused. I mean, my goodness. Diana just reminded me. I want to do 4 live videos a day, so she's staying on me. I'm doing 4 live. So let's talk about, all right, so let, you know what, let's make this, let's shift up what I was going to talk about today. Grace, what did we talk about the last 2 days?
All right.
So last 2 days.
Okay. What's today? Wednesday. So Monday, what was Monday? The 5th? Monday, we talked about the number one way to double your income was you've got to get good at something. So you have to be excellent. Market only rewards excellence. That was the main part of that one. And yesterday, we talked about if you have a podcast, the things that you need, and you can record anywhere. You don't have to sit in front of the computer, in front of your phone, and record. If you out walking a dog, and somebody comes talks to you and asks you a question, hey, hit record. You know, people call you, ask you for advice, hey, hit record. So, and you talked about the equipment that's needed, which is not a lot, your cell phone with a recording app, and a $30 to $70 mic that you showed us on how to do yesterday.
Yeah, you don't need much. You know, just wrench around and wrench it off with the microphone. You know, you don't need all that. You young folk, you know, you don't need all that stuff. Let's go ahead and make it work. Okay, good. Well, today we're going to talk about, I don't know how to word it. How do I say don't F this up? But how do I say that by how do I say, don't F this up. Record these videos, go live 4 times a day. And sit down and be patient. How do I do that?
Well, don't sounds like you just said it. Sounds like you just said it.
Just don't miss out on your blessing.
Yeah, let me see. Let's go with the guide. To Phil's not gonna let me say not. Keep it in the positive. The guide to winning early. There you go. The guide to winning early.
Now, is that today's
what
subtopic?
I'm really saying is
that's today's subtopic.
No, that's today's topic.
Oh, okay. So not.
Oh, yes.
Question
yeah,
day
five. Yeah. No, it's the quest for you day five.
Okay.
But that's the subtopic. That's what we focus on. What I'm really saying is don't F this up and all the other stuff that I said. That's what I'm really saying. Let me show you
Step 1. Investigate ownership. Who owns the news? Quite some time has passed since people seriously considered who owns a controlling interest in the businesses that deliver the news.
All right. That's it. 16 seconds is good enough. The point is, sorry I'm streaming, it's getting up there, ain't it, Grace?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I want y'all to unmute y'all mic and clap for our narrator, the Eaton's Grace Sandals. Boy, y'all show her some love. Yeah.
Hey.
She has a perfect voice for it, too.
Yes. Even if this does not get picked for
Let's study a book.
Yes, it has been a blessing because she's going to do this to one or two more books for sure. But I get to do something with this, and I'm going to bring it up today. I can do a lot with this. I already done enough. Sorry. I couldn't help myself. Ain't he all right, Grace? I can help myself.
Hey, that's me.
Say yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't help myself. Oh, that's what's going on. Is that why I couldn't do the damn thing? Oh, I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. I was wondering why I couldn't do what I was trying to do.
Not raining in the car. My God.
Yes. That video is awful. Whoever designed that car needs to be shot. Whoever messed up. And I can already, if you're not in here, you don't have to be. You do not have to be. But if you're not, well, this is going to be part of it. We'll just talk. Right here is the awesome news. The Sorry I'm Streaming book read by Grace Sandals can be found right here. More videos added daily. And of course, that's the link that you just got finished learning about. That's the link. This is the only group I care about. This and ATS TV. Only group I care about. And you'll see. You'll see. It'll all make sense before this class is over. It's actually going to make sense pretty quickly. If you desire, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. I just put the link in the chat, Grace. Repeat that a few times. I do not care who gets in there. This is one of my favorite authors, Nicholas Sansbury Smith. He has 17,000 followers. Now, all his books are New York Times bestsellers. All his books. But notice that his Facebook page has 17,000 followers, and his group, get to his group. There we go, let's try this. There we go. His group just has 3,000 members. Now, he's selling hundreds of thousands of copies of books. His group just has 3,000 members, and they love being in here. Okay, Grace, what's today's title? I'm not bringing this up for no reason.
Oh, today's title is, wait a minute, the focus. Hold on.
The guy to not pin this up.
That's it. I'm trying to get back to the chat.
Your guide to winning.
The guide to winning early.
The guide to winning early. Are we clear? Hey, look, you know what?
Yes,
let me just go ahead and try to paste all this. I'm going to steal this and put it in my. Don't worry about it. I'm just stealing it and put it in my.
That's it.
I didn't even think about it. This club is for fans of the New York Times bestselling author Nicholas Sansbury Smith. His works include Extinction Cycles, Hell Divers, Orbs, Trackers, and Son of War. Group rules, these rules, no politics, no spoilers. Be courteous and kind, and then engage with each other, but definitely no spoilers. He's got 3,000 people in here. Jerome, what's the purpose of having 3,000 people who choose to be diehard fans in a group? His book came out yesterday. His 10th book in this series right here came out yesterday. I kid you not. It came out yesterday.
He's got a community.
So which you, step one to win early. Thank you, Jerome. Wasn't doing this for nothing. Start your community, no matter how small. Adonia. Thank you, Ron, for getting it. We're gonna let these other knuckleheads get it later.
Yep, I got a notification about Ron.
I just accepted him. Thank you, Ron. We're gonna let these other knuckleheads get it later. Let's go back to Nicholas Sansbury Smith. Build you a more groups. Build you a community early. Let's talk about this. Let's discuss this. Who right now? Oh, well, thank you very much, Private Messenger. Thank you very much. I want to talk to two different people. I would say who right now thinks I'm arrogant, but the whole right side of the planet does, so that's not really a question. It's all right. Who right now would be very uncomfortable having a group after your work that says the official Adonia Dixon fan club? Lie it to me not. Come now.
I would be.
Thank you so much. Is there another? Is there another? Come on. Come on. Lie it not.
I would be.
All right. Come on.
Want you to repeat the question, sir?
Who would be uncomfortable with the Queen Renee Linsome fan club? Prophet Jerry Linsome fan club. Okay. Thank you so much. Jerome raised his hand, too. All right. That just put us at half the call now. I just put us at half the call.
But I need their money and I need their attention. So okay. Even though I'm uncomfortable, right, I need to get over that.
Okay.
That money will start making you real comfortable. You real comfortable.
It will make you real comfortable, but until you get real comfortable, you can't get the money. The money don't come. See, the money don't come and then you get comfortable. Comfortable, then the money comes. Where's my organist when I need him?
Watch it.
You stay on this, on the phone.
I got lost. Be uncomfortable in the comfortableness of being uncomfortable, but comfortably.
No, much more simpler than that. Y'all, I'll explain it, then I'll repeat it. Y'all expect money to fix things, when the truth is, fix things then brings money. So the idea of, Grace said, money does make you comfortable, but while that is true, it is only the people who get comfortable that ever get to the money. In order to become a lawyer, while you are broke, begging for noodles, living with your mama, 8 years before you take the bar exam, you are a lawyer. When everybody is exactly, when everybody's talking about you, laughing at you, when they say, ah, Janice, that video wasn't that good, you already the best person in the world with the videos in your industry because you've become that. And then it goes into your life. Then it goes into your life. Let's do this again, Grace. We know, because I feel like a Sandals. I didn't get the full truth. You understand? That's what I feel like. I could be wrong. Who would be uncomfortable with a fan club that you are actually in and know about, that got your name, your company name, the Trient Press Fan Club, the Melissa Rusak Fan Club.
I've already had a fan club. Now, here's the thing. I'm uncomfortable with my personal story. Adonia, where's my personal struggle of my story located at?
On your website.
I like this. I like where you went with that. It's
huge, you guys. Her story, and I had the audacity to edit it. And I edited it only because I wanted it to be so pretty, because the words and the pain, and you can see where she's going, but where she had to come from, it will knock your socks off. And I think everybody, oh God, that means me too. Lord Jesus. I'm gonna say it anyway. Everybody have some kind of a pain point so people can see our humanness. It's really powerful. It's so powerful.
But I brought it up because when you're uncomfortable, you do it, and then the comfort comes.
Correct. That is correct. That is correct. Now, I want y'all to pay attention.
I'm catching hell in everything. Thing. I'm uncomfortable and everything, so I'm about to blow up.
that's actually accurate. Yeah, that is how that works. That is how that works. So let's do this here. This is what I love about me, Jerome. I love this. I mean, my most favorite thing. Let me stop screaming. My most favorite thing to do is to have people be here, believe, and to get mad at something. He locked his hair. People actually got mad at that. I don't understand it. A rabbi gets to grow a beard. An African man gets to lock his hair. I mean, some things just make sense. I could see if I was Mexican and I locked my hair or something. I am blackity black, 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 black. Kind of makes sense. I love when people disagree on something or whatever, and then they walk off and they say, I don't like him. And you say, Jessica, well, why not? Well, I don't know. I don't know. He just, they had no reason. So they got no reason. No real reason. He just wasn't what I thought he was. Right? Something like that. I hear it all the time. Blah, 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 blah. And I love this. My favorite, now this hasn't happened. Maybe it happened recently. I have no idea. To my knowledge, it ain't happened recently, and I don't give a damn. But this is a good example, because most of y'all will not do this community thing because you're afraid of that happening to you, period. Now, you're not paying attention. You are already afraid you're going to get talked about. All right, just to put some weight on it. If you're brave enough, would you unmute your mic and let some folk know that the idea of doing something like this leaves you extremely vulnerable?
Yes.
And that makes you uncomfortable. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
very much.
Without a doubt.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I ain't scared. Oh, okay.
I hear just you. Want to say but this. Let me show y'all something. This is where somebody, okay, watch this here, Jerome. We're going to keep it real right now. Somebody don't know. Now, we all know, if y'all don't know, all the social medias ain't letting you get nothing across on your page. Y'all hear me? You're not getting nothing across on your page. If you post, they're only showing 1% of your audience. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. It's changed over the years. It's just bad. It's just bad now. It's bad. Let's pull up Gary Vee real quick. 5.5 million people. His post of 2 hours ago should have easily 100,000 likes. He's got 1,000 and a half likes, so 1,500 likes. 1,500 likes, 207 comments. We know, and this is the deal. This is the deal. Like, they used to make fun of me about, like, where your engagements at, man? Where your engagements at? They killing it out here. They want you buying ads. Gary Vee posted this 17 hours ago. He's got 3,500 likes, 325 comments. This ain't got nothing to do with him. They just not going to show this to everybody because they want Gary Vee spinning ads. Is this clear?
Okay. Can you go up so I can your shirt's all bunched up back here.
Now, check this out. You see, y'all understand what I'm saying? Like, I want you to follow this. 5.5 million views. And I'm not saying anything bad about Gary Vee. I'm saying something bad about the algorithms. Even though it doesn't matter. If you don't pay for Facebook, then shut up. You're okay.
Didn't he just do a video of how bad the algorithm is?
He probably did. I hope he did. I hope he did.
It was on his Instagram. The algorithm is broken, but you can use it to your advantage.
No, that was Kev on stage that did that. You shared that. That was Kev on stage that did that.
Oh, yeah. See, I knew it was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. You did that. I saw that. I actually, because you shared it, I actually went and watched it, and he had a really good point, too. And Kev on stage is awesome. Once enough, but please look. Don't check your phone real quick. Please look. Don't check your phone. Just look at it. Okay. This is where it hurts at, Grace. Most people. Check this out. You can see this is my numbers. This is all straight up. No advertisement. I got 64 new followers. I don't know if this is in a week. No idea. We're about to find out together. We're about to find out together, Grace. You got me? We should find out together.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Yeah, let's see. I'm super big internationally, especially in Bangladesh. Let's see. I have no idea. This is irrelevant for my conversation. Okay, here we go. New page fight doesn't give me a time limit. I'm assuming it's a day or a week. All right, I'm assuming it's a day or a week. Go ahead, Dion.
I'm sorry, Antonio.
Uh-huh.
In my readings that you have assigned to me, I figured out why, when it comes to your law of attraction, you are bigger in the, I believe it's the West, like India. I figured out why. Because over here, we are so commercialized that we don't, our spiritual enlightenment drive, all of that, because of how we grew up and because of how Americanized spirituality is over here, people aren't really focus on enlightenment and law of attraction. But because of how they grow up on the other continents that have access to audio and video and things like that, they are searching for that. They grow up learning about enlightenment and peace and law of attraction. So in the reading that you've given me, I figured out, because remember for the longest we were trying to figure out why your following was so big when it came to who you are as far as law of attraction, enlightenment. And in my readings that you assigned to me, that's what it is, because they are more about spiritual growth over there than they are about religious growth over here.
Also, it's classic Antonio style of micro disruption in that when all these other law of attraction things like The Secret and The Secret brand and so on are so focused on the Western audience, Antonio is unapologetically like targeting what are considered tier C countries. It's like no one believes they can monetize a following from those countries, and that's bullshit. No one believes that they can generate revenue from ads of that demographic, and that's bullshit, because I've seen people do it, but not within the coaching, law of attraction, and personal development space. And yeah, and basically Antonio really doesn't have much of a competition. Like, you've got Sadhguru, who is from that region, and he has a Western audience. So it's like there really is a huge gap when it comes to law of attraction to the quote-unquote third world countries. So it makes sense that Antonio is building a following there, because he doesn't mind. Like, there are some coaches whose day would be ruined finding out that they've got like a 10% following in Pakistan, Bangladesh, or India. And Antonio's like, I wonder why that is. And I wonder if I could make that 20%. And that's just the difference. There's just clear lack of competition in that space.
Absolutely. 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 Both Gianna and Ibrahim are right. Y'all can look. These are my insights. It's telling you I got 435,000 unique followers across, let's say it's all apps, but Facebook and Instagram. I do. I have my largest city is in Bangladesh, Kenya, Nigeria, more Bangladesh. And this is what I love about when people ask me. I told Deanna one day, I was like, I only got like 25,000 people from America on my Facebook page. It's the truth. Look, 27,000 people. This is so cool. I am internet, but that's also why my podcast is so incredible. And then it was 71% men. Now this is, but the most of this is shifting slowly. I'm watching this shit. It used to be 90-10. I'm watching this shift slowly and you know what's shifting? American women. The Adonias and the Melissas. I attract a lot of Janices, and that's what's shifting us here, right here. Now, please, one more thing. This is something Ibrahim was talking about earlier, but just in different ways. My page, there's no unfollowers. That number used to be high a long time ago. No unfollowers, nobody. Now, this happens. Don't get it twisted. This happens. But people say hide all posts, that means they don't like what you're posting, or maybe you're spamming a lot. No unfollowers. Link clicks, this is 47 people in out of the last day or the last week that decided, hey, let me get more information. 31 shares, 186 comments, 70, you know, this reaction. You can read for yourself. 64 new followers, which is great. I'm trying to show you something. So let me go back to my page. Grace, you come here. This is the problem. Y'all come here and you go, okay. And you see 355,000 followers. I pause for dramatic effect. You see 355,000 followers. Y'all see it? y'all don't have the balls to do this. Then you come to the fan club and it's 26 people. Now I need somebody to be honest with me. Without me explaining, I need you to say, you know what, that would hurt me. I can't do that. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't do it.
Yeah, how I got 355,000 on my fan page, but when I got a fan club page, it's 26 people. What's going on?
Right. Yeah, that would demotivate me.
See? Let's talk. In building a community, you must understand that everybody is part of this community. But the people who are going to live in your neighborhood view you differently than everybody else. I'm going to say it again, a little bit different words. If Ibrahim started a fan club, I would gladly join it. There are folk who work with Ibrahim. There are people who are clients of him. There are people who right next door to him. He talked to them every day. They like each other's status, and they would never join that club. And this is for all of us. Why? Because when I am part of your fan club, when I am part of your community, like community, common unity, I am saying I want to see you in my life every day. You are missing it.
Repeat it again, sir.
I want to see you in my life every day. I would absolutely join Gary V's fan club in a nanosecond. I would ponder and think if I wanted to join Grant Cardone's. Ask me who is the better businessman. I'm going to tell you, Grant Cardone. Ask me who's the better salesperson. I'm going to tell you, Grant Cardone. Ask me who will end up by metric, vanity metric standards, the most successful. Yes, sir.
What is Lakewood Church's attendance in just huge figures?
Just 70,000.
Okay. Lakewood Church Service Team Ministries for Volunteers Group, 498 likes. That basically sums it up. That ratio sums it up.
Sums it up. 498 likes. They got the fellowship hall sits 40,000. There's 70,000 attending members and the millions online that actually have online membership. 428. Please, please, please hear me. If Les Brown started a fan club right now, like a fan club, it would be 17,000 people in it. Do not get this twisted. A fan club, we're basically talking about super fans or almost super fans. That's the gist of it. What is a super fan? Somebody that consumes your content and then reproduces content on your behalf. Grace, tell them what we're talking about today, because I want to wrap this. I haven't taught anything more important as far as this Quest for You thing more than this today. Go ahead, Grace.
Today's focus is the guide to winning early.
I really want to say, don't this up. It's what I really want to say. Don't be stupid. Don't mess it up. Don't let your ego get in the way. Don't let your pride get hurt. I have no problem showing you my page and my numbers, because all my stuff is legit. Let me tell you something. I earn it, Jerome. I earn it. You hear me? I earn it. Look, Shannon Sharp's VIP members. I had no idea. That's a public group. That's not the same. That's a public group. That's not the same. Right here, Nicholas Sainsbury Smith, one of my favorite authors. He's New York Times bestselling, maybe Instagram or LinkedIn is his main platform, who knows. New York Times bestselling author. He's got many a series. He's fantastic, like absolutely fantastic. His fan club has 3,000 people in it. I need y'all to get that. I need you to get, it's private. That's why we got it private. Please listen, private. Because his book came out yesterday, Jerome. Who you think got the access to the book first?
People in the fan club. Mm-hmm.
That's how I know it came out yesterday, because I am a fan. I own almost 30 of his books. I'm a fan. When you buy, y'all think I'm playing. I own 30 of this man's books. Dang it. Come back to that in a second. But it's got 3,000 people in here, and they have fun all day about his content, blah, 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 blah. Antonio has, I mean, I've got decent engagement considering that the algorithms don't want you to do nothing. I got more than you. I got more than your, I've got more community than your favorite person. So what happens is a lot of y'all can't go from seeing, where is that? A lot of y'all can't go from seeing this number or from 5,000. Like you're, like, you know this subconsciously. You like you say, oh, my Facebook page is 5,000 people on my personal page. And then you start a business page and 5 people go over there. And you hate it, don't you? It's the same concept. You hate it. You absolutely hate it. You hate that you got 5,000 friends and then your business page, your fan page gets no engagements. Come on. Come on. Matt, get somebody to admit this, please.
Yep.
It's okay. It's okay if you, okay. Come on, just more than Grayson and Jerome, yes. or if we just, yes, we just gonna act holier than now today.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Antonio. Mm-hmm.
It's the same concept, because you, and the deal is, you don't want to be exposed as a fraud.
Watch it.
You don't want to be let down in your dreams internally. I have my own fan club. I don't give a damn who of y'all join this. Do you understand? I'm going to get rid of many of these. But I don't understand. I don't care which one of y'all do what. Do you understand? I got 26 people. That's the best 26 people on the planet. And this group is the only group I care about right now. I'm eliminating about 5 of them. Only group I care about right now, link is in the chat again. Don't care if you join, don't bother me one bit. What I care about is having a place where I got moderators and fans, and all of us, we talking, sharing content that is by me, from me, or relative to it. Why? When I drop my book, I know 3,000 gonna buy it, 26 gonna buy it, blah, blah, blah. Let me show you again. If Nicholas Sainsbury Smith does nothing else, all his books would be bestsellers, because all he needs is all 3,000 of these people to buy in a day. In a week.
Understood.
Grace, tell them what we're talking about today, Grace. Tell them about the guideline, boss.
Today's focus is the guide to winning early.
Guide to winning early. How do you do that? You monitor your data, obviously, but you've got to start a community. You have to, now Facebook did this. This is that stuff you pay for. You have to start a community. But that community can't be no BS. Trust me, anybody in this group, let me. Remember I told y'all earlier this year, Jerome remembered, I was like, yeah, I'm about to start separating y'all. I said, all y'all got y'all place. I want to know who's going to be here, I want to know who's going to be here, and I'm going to separate y'all. Well, what I meant was, I want to know, with this group says, these 26 people want to see me every day. And I want you to think about this for a second. How many of your people you follow you actually want to see every time you log on? You don't confuse, you want to see stuff. You want your timeline jumping. But that don't mean Antonio, you pay attention to it. Yes, sir.
I think a lot of it also has to do with the fact that many people just don't log into Facebook anymore. They've got Facebook because they've got WhatsApp, they've got Instagram, and you've been doing this long enough where people like followed you when Facebook was hot. And now they follow you elsewhere. So there's still a statistic on your like overall like count, but they don't even know you started a fan club or fan clubs exist because they're just not logging into Facebook. I log into Facebook once every two, 3 months. And you know, my Facebook is so dead that the notifications I get aren't even reactions to my comments. It's like, hey, this guy posted. Like, I don't even get notifications that are relevant to me. It's like, hey, Diana posted something. It's like, okay, I thought I could see that on my feed. But Facebook is so thirsty for my engagement, it's literally sending me specific notifications, go see these posts. Because I'm logging in once every few months. So that's how the Facebook as a platform is dying, and the people who are the most active are quite literally active in groups. So So it's just become a much smaller world. Many accounts on Facebook, most people log in sparingly, and those who do spend most of their time on groups. So it's just a much smaller Facebook these days.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Completely agree. Completely agree. And I don't use Facebook. I do not. I only use my fan page, and I do most of that grace through hero posts.
Yep.
Instagram.
Because if they're not on Facebook, where are they going? I know you're probably gonna say TikTok, and that is the place I have been hiding from. Just because old people. I mean, people.
Instagram.
Yeah. I spend most of my time on Instagram.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Instagram, LinkedIn. And then Facebook. I never log on my personal page. And that's why I was laughing at you when he said that, because on my personal page, I get those same, hey, this person posted. I get those same, you should add value here, Ibrahim, right? It'll say something like, engage in the conversation or something, some crap like that. Somebody you know from Instagram is on Facebook now. I get all those kind of posts. I get all those kind of notifications on there. Let me show y'all. This is my Audible account. And man, I got an inactive card, Grace. And they like, hey, bruh. Hey. Well, damn, you're already charging the one that's active. my personal account, Navy Federal, caught something. They caught like a $59 transaction, Grace, and they killed the card. And they said, well, you want to submit your car, you want to go up? And I was like, well, it's just 30 miles away. I'll go and get the one. But I drove up there to Baybrook, Grace.
Yes, and that's what the closest one is. Oh, no.
Yeah, and the systems was down. That was a month and a half ago. Well, I figured, I ain't spend no money if I ain't got no cards, Phil.
This is true.
So I ain't got, I have yet to go fix that card problem. Anyway, look at this. Nicholas Sainsbury Smith. This is this guy. And how many? I guess we got to count. So this is one. This is four. I paid this extra money. This is four. Finish. That's four. That's five. That's seven. No, that's eight. That's eight. Nine. This is 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I got 19 of this man's books. Of course, I'm in his fan club. I got 19 of this man's books. And then, since this guy right here, since this guy does a lot of co-authoring with him, come right here, Grace. You just come right here. I got four of his books.
I see.
Of course I'm in the fan club. I'm trying to who you want in your club. Do you want 3,000 people who ain't gonna buy from you or 26 people willing to get 19 of your books and four of your friends' books? Pull up the calculator, Grace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Let me show y'all something. You have a $99 a month product. And 26 people buy it. How much are you making a month, Chris?
$2,574.
Anybody here could use extra $2,500?
Yes.
How much are you making a year, Grace?
Yes, please.
$30,888 for the year.
Now, if I go to Adonia and I say, Adonia, man, I need a favor. But before I ask for a favor, it's $30,000. Do you think Adonia would pay attention to whatever this favor is?
Yes, because she's paying attention now and don't even apply.
Do not miss the power of this first step, which is get that community. But here's the deal, though, Jerome. The way it works now these days, we can't get that community. Why? Because having that community exposes us. I remember growing up, I don't know if y'all know, but there's a place called the Ghetto. It's where Ghetto people reside, okay? In the Ghetto, all we can do, Antoine, was make sure we look good. But we wasn't good, but we made sure we looked good. I need some hood folk. I'm telling you, when you grew up, as soon as you cut on the hot water, it come out scorching hot. You know what I'm saying? And then the water just fan everywhere too. It don't come down neatly. It fan everywhere. And you grew up drinking out the water hose. some. I'm going to talk to these folk. Okay, all right. Well, you, I need to. I grew up drinking out the water hose.
You all neighborhood, all up in their business. You might because
you couldn't go back into the house too many times.
Nah, you couldn't go back in the house too many times. You're bringing them flies in. You smell like a wet dog, and you letting the air conditioning out. All three of those was things your mama would not accept. Flies, wet dog, and letting the AC out. You understand?
And you better not have had those school clothes on either, or them church clothes.
Oh,
you
better
put on them play clothes.
No doubt. No doubt. Jerome, where I come from, we don't measure the sugar we put in Kool-Aid. We count. We pour, we count, and if the Kool-Aid don't rise, you ain't put enough in it. But that's just straight up.
It's got to look like sand at the bottom.
it's got to look like sand at the bottom. All right. To wear butter on toast with sugar sprinkled on it is a meal. And ketchup sandwiches. All right. And ketchup sandwiches and mayonnaise sandwiches. So here's the deal. I remember, Jerome, they teaching me that if we get broke, which we already broke, but I mean broker than broke, like an unusual amount of broke, gone in that kitchen. Now, this ain't for everybody. Slice up some onions, put them on the skillet, and just grill them onions so people can think we got food up in here. How many of you know if you grill some onions, you can smell it all the way in the parking lot?
Yes.
Because we couldn't show that we wasn't doing well. But of course, when we was doing well, we wanted the TV box to sit on top of the trash can where everybody can see it. Come on, don't fool me now. Come rob me. Just got a new TV is basically what I was saying. You know, but you get the point. And I'm telling you that you have a difficult time doing this first step, which is creating a community, because you're afraid. I'll do it again, Grace. One of my favorite authors is Nicholas Sansbury Smith. He is New York Times bestselling author. 17,000 followers, blue check next to his name. He's got 3,000 followers in his group. Antonio Theodore Smith Jr. has 355,000 people, real people. I ain't bottom people. Got 31 people in the group. And most of you can't handle that because that's embarrassing.
Yep, it was five new requests. It was five new requests. I just approved them.
That's embarrassing. Like, please hear me. This is embarrassing. It exposes. It exposes me, Jerome. It exposes me. It says, you ain't really got blah, 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 blah. It exposes me.
Antonio, I just want to mm-hmm. pause and ask if everyone on the call, because this call is also a community. Just want to say, ask everyone on the call if they have joined the group as well, because you don't know. There could be a back and forth between this. Zoom could collapse tomorrow, anything. You have to have a backup. So even though I don't access Facebook at all, I just had to, log in right now and request to join. Just wanted to remind everyone, if you're on the call, just take a minute. The links in the chat, go and actually, as a backup, even if you don't log on to Facebook anymore, just get in the community, get on the group. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you, sir. Thank you. You know how when, at church, Jerome, your mama got to say, y'all need to take care of pastor, because the pastor can't say that. Pastor can't say, hey, God dog it, take care of me. Shit. You can't do that. You know, Janice got to get up there and say, we tripping, y'all. Yeah. Thank you, Ibrahim. Thank you. Thank you. This is difficult because none of us likes to be audited. That's the truth. When you, this is why y'all don't like using your fan pages. You go, ah man, I got 5,000 on here and 6 people have followed over here. But you need to do it. Why do you need to do it? Because community equals economy. You should write that down. Community equals economy. You're not going to have an economy without a community. There must be an Ibrahim Dar community. There's an Apple community. Everybody you look up to, every Fortune 100 company, all have a community. That's why Discord got so popular, because you can create little communities. It is that simple. This is something. I'm about to transfer the call. Oh yeah. That's right. You got to go do you make me host. I think you got to switch over. I forgot. Is he gonna die?
No, he doesn't know if his eyes are gonna get dilated, so that's why he asking me to drive him home if that happens.
Okay. Grace, daddy no. Gonna die, y'all. So y'all no. Pray for him.
Stop it.
Oh, okay. Not bad. All right. where are you leaving? Like right now? To go get the cataract surgery thingy?
Only reason I'm leaving now, because you know I got to go across the water, because his appointment is not where he lives. It's up the road.
You sound like you're from a small city. I got to go across the water.
That's it.
I got to go across the water. Oh, my Mac is back. Anybody got $499 you want to give me so I can get my Mac, my laptop? They just emailed me. Antonio, your iMac is back. Golly. Sheesh.
What I want to know, this, and I'm gonna say it real quick so I get in trouble.
Okay, you got your microphone muffled though. We can hear you, but you got your microphone muffled.
It's muffled. Okay.
Well, you good. Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, because I don't want y'all to lose me. So check it out, right? So I need to be able to send my money. I need it to be like, you remember that part in the movie Harlem Nights? And old boy was like, yo, well, who's gonna take care of my money? I need somebody to take care of my money. You take care of my money.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I need, cause
I do understand.
I got a lot of people in my pocket. Like, it's not nice, but I need to get things done, and I'm not playing. I don't have time to play. I'm 61. The devil is a lie. He's gonna try to mess me out. He thinks he's gonna win. He can't win, cause I already won. I'm just saying. So
I got you.
How do I get my money to the people I know would take care of my money without any holes in the pocket?
But first off, they got to be. Yes, the question is, how do I, if I want to do all this, Antonio, how do I give my money to have people to do this better than me, fix my stuff for me? Got it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like, firstly. Yes, they need to be practitioners, not teachers.
Okay.
We got a lot of teachers trying to get y'all attention. They do live videos. And they teach, but they're not practitioners. So you want to have somebody who's a practitioner. Secondly, they probably need to be a practitioner with a level of success that you can appreciate, that you can trust. As for me, I typically trust people who are used to dealing with large amounts of money. They act differently.
That is crazy. Yeah,
my large amount.
That's what I came to get. Can I get
23? By the end of the end of 2023, it'll be real large. It's like about 2 pennies now. I'm on the small end right now. I think my two pennies count. I don't care what nobody
says. Long as it's growing. As long as it's growing, you hear me? As long as it's growing, it's some good money. It's some good money if it's growing. It's some good money if it's growing. Let me shift gears, same subject, shifting gears, going higher. Mexican News is officially, as of yesterday, after right, like an hour after the call when we hung up, y'all, officially a registered news channel on Facebook. Like, officially. Yes. That means, according to, yes, it's a big deal. That was a 120-day process, 150-day process. 150-day process, for sure it was. That means Facebook is treating Mexit News like CNN or Fox News or anybody else. That's what that means. That means Mexit News has different safety and protection measures that other people don't get on Facebook. The opportunity for the blue badge verification, crowd tangle search, and then some other stuff that just you don't have access. There's a different kind of Facebook when you are a news station. This is one major step closer to the White House press credentials. I wanted to do this one first. Now, my next, where's Deanna and Melissa? Deanna and Melissa, I will give you all instructions today. I forget Phil's friend named Ron Whitfield. That's not his name. But anyway, I got the link saved.
Watson.
We're going to get with him. Watson. I almost said Ron Jeremy. I almost said that, but I don't know. Jerome, what you know about Ron Jeremy? What is you doing? What is you doing? What is you doing, Deacon?
I'm 60-some years old. Back in the day, Ron had it going on.
That is true. They did. He sure did. He's the original. Yeah. All right, so we're going to go with him now and go get all his press stuff, too. We're going to get all his press stuff, all that. It's not, you know, he owns the big American Association of Press thingy, you know, blah, blah, blah. He owns all that. In this idea of don't messing this up, you need community and then you need clout. Can you see? Okay, I need you to see how I have not been rambling. These things have been coinciding with one another. You need community and you need clout.
Can someone put clout in the chat for me so I can put that in?
Yes. Yes, yes. We lost our note taker. So I'm putting number two is clout, and then you'll do that. There you go. Community goes to clout. So let's combine them together. Watch this here. Let's see. We're going to see if we can make sense of this, Jerome. We're going to see if we can make sense of this. Right here is Facebook again. I'm just using Facebook because y'all, most of them. Right. Behind this, boom, bam. Anyway, right here, when you get to these 26 people, Jerome. Oh, well, 34 people. You give them clout. It means something. I'm going to come back to that. When you get to these 355,000 people, Jerome, it proves something. And you want to move from proven to meaning. Let me explain. The 355,000 people need to see. You need to prove to them. I told y'all who I was. Told you about Tree and Press. Told you about the Uncle Jerome podcast. I told you about Otis video games. I told y'all. I told you I was a donkey. I was going to leave the job. Adonis. You need to constantly be telling people, I told you. I believe in you now, Adonia. And then Buster Phil, well, I'm sure glad you do, but the price went up. To believe in me now cost an extra $500. The price went up. You should have believed in me then. You should have believed in me then. But for the people who do believe in you, that clout means something. You prove them right now. Now they get to go back to the haters they've been fighting. You got to remember, every time I buy from Janice, it's somebody trying to convince me what the hell I was doing. What you doing? Why you bought from her? You should have bought that from me. Oh, yeah, I'm making okay.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. This mm-hmm. business game is cutthroat.
What?
When you buy what from Justin, again? Every time somebody buy from Janice, there's always somebody saying, why you bought from her? You should have bought that from me.
Oh, yeah.
And those dedicated people that go into the fan page that buy all the products, those are called super fans. They have been defending you, bro. And when you come out with something incredible, now you give them meaning to turn around and go, see, I told y'all I was right about him. Now, I don't want you to think I'm talking about me, or I don't want you to think I'm using this as a platform to defend myself. I'm not. Let's take me out of it, and let's say everything I said, and let's say Apple. Is this okay? Everything I said, let's say Apple. Remember, Apple was the weak guy. Apple, nobody wanted no Apple. You use a lie if you think. In the 90s, people wanted an Apple. He was weird. He was a weird person if you wanted an Apple. Then the iPhone, well, not just iPhone. I mean, the iPod, the whole 2006 or 5 was what you call iMusic. What's what you call it? Music? Apple Music, which totally changed, revolutionized. Steve Jobs is really messing up the world. His deal. Every time Apple came out with something, see, I told you you shouldn't be with Windows. They had one of the greatest things to ever happen to Apple was, hey, I'm a Mac and I'm a PC. It's one of the greatest things that ever happened. That is when I should have purchased their stock in the 90s. You're so right. You're so right. Think about this. Right now, you have an Android or you have an Apple in most cases. Like 99% of these cases. And every time, let's say you like Samsung, and every time your camera beats the Apple camera, you go, see, that's exactly why I don't do Apple. Come on now. Don't fool me now. Which one of y'all out there like that? Don't fool me. We all do it. And every time Apple come out with something to beat Samsung, we go, yes, this is why I fool it. I can't do nothing else. I'm telling y'all, if you not creating that argument about your brand, you ain't got no brand. See, that was real, Jerome. The folk don't. I don't know why.
Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you do something and then say 50%, 70%, 99%, depending on who you are, what you're doing, where you are. They say you're a fraud. You believe in yourself enough, you continue, and then eventually what happens is you give the 1%, the 10%, the 50% who believed in you something to prove that you're not a fraud. And then they go to everyone else and they're like, hey, this person is not a fraud. But the big problem with most creators is that when even 5% to 10% people say, hey, you're a fraud, they pause and they say, maybe I am a fraud. So people who don't think that they can give the people who believe in them something to go to others and say, see, I told you so. People who don't believe that they themselves will be able to one day say, I told you so. They cannot do this thing. They cannot do the strategy. They cannot just do anything that will have anyone saying anything negative about them. So they just cannot exist in the public sphere.
That's 100% fair. I wish it wasn't. That's 100% fair. This is why you never see me defending myself. Never. You don't. It has nothing to do with me being confident. It has nothing to do with me getting my stuff together. Every time you doubt me, all I do is go back to the lab and say, all right, I'm going to show y'all. I am big on I'm going to show you. I've been doing that, Jerome, since I came out the womb. Who else got that same spirit as me? That I will not be denied spirit. Who is it? Am I the only one? Yeah. I can't be the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, which is
Okay. I will not be denied. I bet you won't jump off that. Yeah. I bet you won't jump over that wall. Say less. How much you want to bet? A quarter? You see, I swear to God, I used to do dumb stuff for a bet. Do not deny me, which is actually a gift. It's actually a talent. This when you're 6 years old, your brain hasn't matured enough yet to put it in something prosperous, right? Your brain hasn't matured enough yet. But don't lose that spirit. Don't lose that spirit. This is why I'm working on. Which one is it? This is why I'm doing these things that nobody sees. I almost said too much, Jerome. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I almost said too much. Because every day, Jerome, you hear me? Every day I go back and I go, man, I should probably blah, 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 blah. Because I'm always trying to figure out a way to get better. And get better and get better. And I'm not competing with you. I don't care about you. But I am always looking for a reason to make something personal. I said, that's cool when Michael Jordan do it, but not when I do it.
I was gonna say, so you Michael Jordan.
If you think and for 1 second in my head that I don't think I'm Michael Jordan, then you ain't paying attention. You understand, Grace? You ain't paying attention. Let me wrench around and wrench it off. Tomorrow.
Greatest of all times.
Well, shit, me too. Me and that energy. I'm the Michael Jordan of business. You hear me?
Antonio.
I'm the Michael Jordan of business. Yes, sir.
I think here that you need a spin-off page. Just like you're doing a community group on Facebook. I think you need a spin-off Instagram page. And just the way, like I deleted my whole 10,000 followers Instagram and I started this thing and it's just concentrated on just one thing. Cause now the algos just prefer that one content format kind of deal. And if you have a big brand page like you do, you cannot just afford to make it that one thing and then just like lose engagement with your old followers. So I recommend that you start a grassroots Antonio project. So this, and you can document it as well. So you can like, this has a podcasting opportunity as well. I'll talk to you more about it on the content side as well, because I've learned a few things during my whole cartoon thing is, my page grew from 150 followers, got 600 plus now, and my engagement rate is around 10% now, more than 10%. So again, because I'm leaning on, like, you know that I'm leaning on something where it's like you don't even have to care about me. It's like you want to be entertained, so get this. It's just not about me. But it is elevating my brand. So I'm doing it for me. And I want to also do it for you as well, just hand in hand. It's not going to take a lot of my effort. So I'll discuss with you later. But I think it has a lot of potential because, A, you get a podcasting opportunity. It's like grassroots, follow it through. It also takes something off your mind because you it's just like you cannot change it. It's just going to go in one direction. We're going to decide it. And once it's done, if you have another brilliant idea, do it on your page, do it on a completely different page. So it takes it out of your control. And as I say, you have that thing where you have like 20 ideas and then suddenly 20 projects start. This will just give me the opportunity to take one thing, one aspect of your teachings, one aspect of your personality, and just take it to like what is the peak Antonio could reach if he just said, screw everything else, I'm just going to concentrate on this one thing. And the thing is, I'm going to do that one thing for you, so you can continue doing whatever you do. So we'll just take it like what would be the peak of like your message, where, how far it could go. And I will also tie it into your law of attraction thing as well. So that way it's like, you can always, it just feeds your law of attraction brand. And my goal is that ultimately this grassroots page becomes your main page. So I'll talk to Deanna, yeah. I'll talk to you about it off this, but I just think what you're talking about on Facebook with your group, I think you should also be doing it on Instagram.
No, that makes sense. That makes good sense. And it's right in the right energy, because what you just said, I've already done. It's just vibing, nothing else. It's just vibing, nothing else, nothing else. So that's your one project. I've condensed everything down to just that. I don't do anything else but vibing, nothing else. So we're already on the same page. That works out perfectly. Like this, I'm coding it right now, just so we're clear. Can you see that, Jerome? Just so we're clear. Yes, I'm coding it right now. It's the only thing, Ibrahim. So that's the one. Of course, you're tying a law of attraction to that. But I think that's brilliant. I wouldn't have thought about doing an Instagram, but yeah, that makes sense. So I'm with you on that. It's the only thing I care about. I only care about vibing. I don't care about nothing else. Vibing in ATS TV, but I got vibing in ATS TV. But anyway, so it's just vibing. Nothing else. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else. Let's put just a tad bit more clarity on this and wrap it up. Here's what we're saying. Simply, community, clout, and then there's something else, but I haven't got there yet. How do we reconcile having a community? I can't tell you how to have a community, because there's no real way to start a community. I can tell you, if you're not talking every day and knowing people's birthdays and they know your story, you ain't got no community. We have a hard time with that. Like a lot of y'all be like, well, I don't want to talk about me. I don't want to tell my story. I don't want to. Then you ain't got no community. Steve Jobs was not a motivational speaker. We still know his story. Right? We still know his story. Warren Buffett has not got on stage and said, you know, everything is a particle, and if you collapse it, you know, if you believe it, you can achieve it. But we all know Warren Buffett's story, don't we? You cannot have a community if I don't know your story. Now, don't pay attention to the story is important. No, access to you is important. Access. Now, how you do the access, that's debatable again. Do you charge for the access? That's debatable again. I can't tell you to do that. I don't want to tell you to do that. Some people charge for access, some people don't. Just depends. Got nothing to do with you on that one. You're grown. I don't want to tell you how to do it, but I am telling you that if you're going to have a community, Adonia, that people need to get off your podcast and into something that they can dialogue with you. Community must have dialogue, which leads me to the last C. Community, clout and conversation. See what I did there, Jerome? It seemed like I planned this out. A little Jesse Jackson. Use some alliteration. Community, clout, and conversation. Now, it seems like conversation should have been in community. Excuse me. It seems like conversation should have been in community. It is. And it seems like conversation should have even came first, because conversation create clients, Antonio. It should have came first. What I'm doing, though, is I'm using conversation here differently than what you expect. That's why it stands alone. If Jerome, if I sell glasses, we call this bifocals, prescription glasses, bifocals. If I sell bifocals to Jerome, and Jerome puts on these glasses. Now, I get this same pair of glasses every year. I got three of them around here. I get the same pair every year. The Army, they do the same thing every year, Jerome. They're saying, well, the eye exam is out. I'm saying, okay, come on. They're coming through. And I say, well, do you want to go and pick some new glasses, or should we just, we can see the other ones if you want. Same what you had, just send them to me. There's anything. Whatever glasses they got, these work just fine. You know what I'm saying? These work just fine. I don't need to be in there making 100 decisions trying to figure out one and trying out. If I sell Jerome these glasses, this is how I'm using conversation. I'm telling you, Antonio is going to stay in conversation with Jerome, not just during that transaction, not just after that transaction. Not until these glasses break. Because if they break, I want the conversation to come back to me so I can replace them. I'm having this conversation with Jerome until he goes into the ground. That's how I'm using conversation. I'm saying we have a habit of selling somebody something, and as soon as we get their money, there's no more customer service. Or customer service only extends when something goes wrong. But what if Jerome was in a group, even though nothing, it don't have to be a group, but you get it. Even though nothing's wrong, Jerome has been in conversation with me for 10 years. Finally, the glasses broke. But Jerome knows how to reach out. He's going to be in the same group. We're in the same thingy, whatever that thingy may be. Is this cool to y'all? Are you kind of process what I'm saying? It's this idea, like I'm doing no games. Let me show you. I'm trying to show y'all. This is what I'm doing. Can y'all see this? Oh, you can't see it. Hold on. That. Can you see this?
Yeah.
What did it say? It say watch OS?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vibing is it for me. And I want vibing on your watch. I want vibing on your TV.
Wow.
I got elements of vibing. I want you working out the audio section on vibing with your smartwatch. That's what I want. Give me. So let's wrap this up. I'm saying conversation should extend way past conversation, Jerome. Should I have conversation early? I should have. But I was hoping that you would just assume, Adonia, community equals conversation. I was just hoping that you didn't have a community full of quietness. Then you got to put it in their face. You are not me. My name is Justin W. Frazier. I can afford what you can't. Buy from me. This is what you got to do. It is what it is. You ain't got to like it. But nobody buys from people lower than us. We know this. We call that donation. If you're not doing better than me, I'm not buying from you. I know we don't want to say that out loud. So I'll be Bernie Mac and I'll say what you don't want to say. But we know it's the truth. Everybody look at Janice. Everybody look at Janice. Look at Janice. That's a good looking woman. I don't know how old she is. Well, when she was 20, I know she was called insecurity. She hit me. She had folk insecure when she was in her 20s. They insecure. What you got on? What you doing with that? What you doing with that on? Go put some mask on. Put on a jacket, right? I know they would. I know they would.
Nah, they leave the house.
They can't leave the house. Now, think about it. Does she look like she's about to date somebody that can't handle all that? It makes sense.
Nope.
It just makes sense. She's reached a certain level. We ain't talking about gold digging. We just talking about, but you could be a construction worker, but at least you got to have your stuff together, though. You got to have your mind right. She said, I don't want no more projects. I don't need another project. You understand? What a Donia look like getting with somebody that ain't got no house? Come here, Donia. Come here, Donia. Young man try to holler at you, tell me, come over to my mama house so we can spend time together. What that sound like, Donia?
I used to be the neighborhood babysitter. I retired from babysitting.
She retired from babysitter. Okay. What about let's go get a room. Let's go get a room. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get a room. Cash at me though so I can get to you. Send me some gas, buddy, so I can come. That's my point. My point is, ain't nobody trying to date downward. There ain't nobody trying to buy downward. Because dating and giving you my credit card is the same thing. It's the same energy. Giving you my credit card or giving you my draws, we guard them both. We do. We do. We do not spend money with people we don't trust. And we don't sleep with nobody we don't trust. We do. We do. So if Adonia ain't finna send me $50 so I can come see her. I used to do that a long time ago. I'm coming over. But let me get $10 when I get there. Oh, that's awful. We don't do that. You gotta have that clout. You have to.
Are you sure you done burned off all your karma?
But you know what I'm saying. I mean, I had to. You know, older women got me right the fast, you know. They wouldn't let me play. You know, you can't play games with Janice. She'd be like, "Look, boy, you ain't got a lot to me. Just tell me the truth. I chose you because I want to be with you. Tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. You'll be out of here, you do it again. And you understand? The older women get you right. They get you right quick, Jerome. You can't play these games. And then once you build this, whatever you're building, you got to stay in conversation with them for life. For life. You have to stay in conversation with them for life. You have to. Right now, I got 50 million shares in Melissa's company. 50 million. I couldn't resist myself, Jerome. You understand? 50 million. I don't know how 50 million work in conversation, but I know when I die, Melissa need to put me on her altar somewhere and still be talking to me. Still be talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that t-shirt. I'm gonna hang it up on the altar. Or just cut the sleeve for me, and I'm going to talk to him through the sleeve. Something. Because when you deal with people, you must stay in conversation with them. If you buy a pen from me, at the very minimum, you get customer service until that pen runs out of ink. Even if it takes 5 years. If you do that, y'all, you ain't got to worry about where this coming from, where the money coming from, and all that stuff. It's unnecessary. You do not have to worry about it. I promise you, if you just stay in that alignment, if you just have a community and show that community you're approachable, but bigger than them, sorry. And I'm going to stay in conversation with you for as long as I can, forever. You can build a $1 million empire of 500 people. 500 people. I think, and these are my last words, I think our approach is wrong, Adonia. I think the idea that we want to be millionaires and we think about the money first is absolutely wrong. We know that. But the idea that we need 1 million people get things done. I think these unicorn companies have brainwashed us. I'm not so sure we've thought about the mere fact that we think we need 1 million people or millions of people. Jerome, I feel like that's something that came with Web 2.0. I don't think we thought like that before the internet. I can't remember thinking that. You don't need that. What you need is one Adonia. And ask Adonia who she know, like her. I know Janice. All right. I know Otis. Okay. I promise you, I could do more with the 19 people on this call, especially the quality of people. I could do more with the people on this call than I could do anything else. More. Far more. Far more. So pay attention to what I'm doing. I've got articles. I've got 39 articles, post-billionaire, pre-billionaire. They're going to come out strategically, Adonia. When you look at the group and the articles and the social media and the press and the clout, all that happening at the same time, it's been by design. I always knew it was going to happen this year, and I always knew it was going to be strategic. But can you endure the BS I have and stay broke when you don't have to? Because it would be the number one advice I give you. It's like, hey, man, what should I do? Drive that Honda Civic while you got $10 million in the bank. That would be my answer. Because Gary Vee says it. The fastest way not to own Ferrari is to buy one. Did I get that? Whatever product you have, that product stopped you from getting that stock. That's deep. I'd rather you get the stock first and then own the product from the stock. But if you want a Bentley, then you're crushing my Lamborghini. Lamborghini Martini dream. If you don't want to own Lamborghini, buy one. Stop. Am I telling you not to have one? No. Just make sure your customers buy that Lamborghini and you don't. Then you can keep that same energy. As long as your customers buy it, you can keep that same energy. By the way, Justin sells luxury cars. Y'all may want to go Justin for your Lamborghinis and your Maybachs and stuff. All that stuff. All right, wrapping this completely up. 2 minutes left. What would happen? So let me refocus you. We're only working on one thing until February 1st. In my case, it's just five, and I don't care about nothing else. I know what yours is. I know Melissa's is tree impressed. I know Adonia and Janice is just staying fine. You know, I get it. You know, I get it. Outside that, you work on one thing, you get it in, and you approach it now, because this is my last beginner class. Everything else would be very advanced. Immunity, clout, and conversation. These first five classes about this have all been by design as here's your foundation. Ain't no more foundation. No more foundation. We're going straight to execution tomorrow, Adonia. Yeah, straight to execution. I want to see your fan group. I want to see your Facebook page, your Instagram. I want to see it. We're going to execution. We're going to execution. All right. Well, video game people, I'll be sending you some stuff today, and then y'all gonna have fun this Saturday with me. God bless you though. You absolutely need your storage space. You have all of it, but you if you haven't downloaded Unity yet, we are building Saturday. Just so we're clear. All right, just so we're clear. All right, so I thank y'all so much for your time. You can plan better. You can dominate. Y'all have a good one. Thank you for joining the Facebook group as well. I am grateful. All right, y'all. Have a good one. Love you, everybody.
Love you more.
All right, y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.